Red Farron, good morning. I appreciate you taking the time. You good?
Yes, sir. Doing good this morning. Thank you for asking, man.
Absolutely.
It's a pretty low-key morning. It's one of my first mornings. I got to just wake up at home and have coffee and walk the dog. And yeah, it's been a great one. So thanks for making a little time for me.
Did you get yourself that hearty sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit?
Oh, man. No, I didn't. I've been trying to be good. I ain't ate bad in about a week and a half.
Dude.
I had shoulder surgery in December and couldn't really do much for a couple months. So just trying to get back into show shape, man. I've been winded up there a little bit, trying to get it back.
Rotator cuff?
I did my labrum, and then I broke my shoulder a couple years ago, and there was just some bone and different stuff like that. It had to be cleaned out. It was kind of an ugly situation in there, so they got me feeling good. It's not felt so good in 5 years, man.
Yeah, let's talk about, you got your current single, Just Like Johnny, your new EP, Some City Somewhere. That's the name of your tour, which is going to be stopping at the Wave here in Wichita on the 19th of June, which is a great venue. You'll enjoy that. And you're out there touring with Old Dominion.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah. So you went professional riding dirt bikes. If not for the injury, would you still be riding dirt bikes, or do you think you would have found country music?
Man, I'll be honest with you. When that last year that I was racing professionally, I just made it into the stadiums, and T-Hub and Brian pretty much offered me a publishing deal, but the stipulation was you got to quit racing. And I was so ate up with it, and I'd worked my whole life to get there that I was like, well, I can't quit racing, man. I got to give it a shot. I just made it here. So as dumb as this is, man, unless God forced my hand like he did, I probably would have kept doing it way too long. I mean, I kept getting hurt, and that was making it tough to keep showing up. You know, anytime
sure.
A team gave me a chance, I'd crash out through halfway through the year. So, yeah, man, I mean, I really loved it. So it was tough to move on from, and yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody else that would have gave me a chance in songwriting if it wasn't for Tyler and Brian.
Right.
So I think if I didn't finally take their advice and try it out, man, I ain't no telling. I'd probably be doing construction still or something, you know.
I love the fact that it was a God thing. I mean, you know, that what's that old saying has something to do with you think you got your life planned out and then you hear God laughing or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they, you know, everybody told me, don't go do this race down here, man. Just sell your bikes and stay in Nashville, keep writing. And I broke my arm a day later, and then I'm like, hey, everybody, what about writing? And they're like, no, you just want something to do. It really took a lot for me to finally move on from it.
I bet. So you broke your arm. Was it your writing hand or the non-writing hand?
Yeah, it was my writing hand, but thankfully I used to write on pad and pen, but then you'd have to type it all down to turn it into your publisher, so then
sure.
I wasn't going to write it twice, so
okay.
I just started typing on the phone.
Very good. Now, you're a very accomplished songwriter. What do you like more, songwriting or, you know, playing music and doing shows?
That's a great question, man. I've always said, I love singing, but I live to write.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really thankful that I get to sing my songs, because I feel like, you know, unless I wrote it with somebody and they lived it and we told their story, you know, it's hard for anybody to tell my story like me. So
yeah.
It's been super sweet. It's been so rewarding. But I know, you know, I could write songs the rest of my life, and I know one day I won't be able to perform anymore the way I like to. So, you know, I think songwriting is the long game for me, and that's what keeps me healthy and keeps my mind straight and helps me process things I'm going through, good or bad. You know, you don't get too broke of a heart and too big of a head.
Yeah.
My songwriting is what I live for sure.
I get that. What's the most unusual place you've played for, where you've done a gig, the most unusual or weird place you've done a gig?
Oh, man, that's a good question. We did a wedding one time that was at like a closed down rodeo. We just played out in the dirt.
Nice.
I would say that was one of the funnier places. I've done a bunch of dirt bike races too, and those are usually in Timbuktu. So, yeah, I mean, there's no shortage of funny little hole in the walls that we've stumbled into. But, you know, some of them little random ones are the funnest ones you ever have, oddly enough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had a DJ business for 20 years, and one of the best gigs I ever played was like this pig roast in the back of someone's yard. It was a good time.
Yeah, you know, you never know. We did this one called Applejack's in La Honda, California.
Okay.
Middle of nowhere, like 2 hours out of anywhere, it felt like, but we was playing on the floor. There wasn't a stage or nothing, you know, but it was so full of people. They was dancing and carrying on in there. I mean, it's, you never know what you're going to get, man. You got to treat them all the same.
Yes, sir. Let's stay out in the middle of nowhere for a second here. White House, Tennessee. your hometown. Home to the steepest pavement in Middle Tennessee.
Is that true?
That is true. No lie. You've got a spot there in White House, Tennessee, where home to the steepest pavement in Middle Tennessee, according to the interwebs. Now, I realize we can't believe everything we read on the internet, but...
I need to look into that. I'm sure I've rode that road, but I don't know which one it'd be. There's definitely some hollers out there.
Okay. Now, so with that in mind, where's the best spot to eat in White House, Tennessee?
Oh, man. I would say Los Jalapenos Mexican Restaurant.
Okay.
Or the barbecue place.
Yeah.
They didn't think hard about the name. They letting you know what you're getting into right on the front. But the corn nuggets, corn nuggets I've had pretty much anywhere, man.
All right. Bring it on. I love it. So when you come to town on the 19th, we got a ton of great barbecue here in town. So many good spots. So be sure to get yourself some that are close to the venue, too. So don't miss out on that.
Y'all do corn nuggets out there?
Some places do. Corn nuggets, corn pudding, and all sorts of other crazy sides.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I need to get into that.
Yes, sir.
You're asking about March Madness, though.
Yes.
Man, I'll be honest. I've been so busy, I ain't made a bracket. I've been trying to keep up with it so I can talk with my band, but my drummer was a UNC fan, so his heart's broken, you know? So I feel like the interest in March Madness is dwindling because everybody's teams are losing.
Yeah, time to get back to work.
But I'm still, you know, I ain't really got a dog in the fight. I mean, I'm a UT. I'm a ball boy until it's over, but I don't much keep up with it all like I should. I've just been so busy singing these songs, man, trying to write some more of them. But, yeah, I always tune in towards the end. I like to see what's going on. I might do me a little bet or something here or there.
Well, see, I thought you'd be a Tennessee guy, but I wondered because in one of your videos you're wearing a Wisconsin jacket.
So this is an odd fact about me, but I collect vintage Carhartt.
Okay.
And in, like, 2010, they did a college line. They did, like, 13 teams, so... I just started stumbling upon them. I got all the Tennessee ones, and then I got a UK one because my mama's family was all Wildcat fans. And then I seen a Wisconsin one, I seen a Bama one, and they were kind of cool showpieces for me. You know, I was wearing them to whatever state we was playing in, and odd little thing, like I didn't know what I was doing at the time, but if I wore the Wisconsin vest, it would hit Wisconsin people's Instagram.
All right, right on.
If wherever I wore, it would show up on those people's feeds. So it was really something that started off as a weird hobby and ended up helping spread the word on the songs a little bit.
So it's interesting you talk about your vintage Carhartt. I found out yesterday that the Carhartt canvas lunch bag that they used to sell is like all the rage right now. People on eBay are selling it for like $130-140. So if you have that, you can make a killing on eBay. If you don't have it, you might want to get it.
Yeah, I don't have the lunch sack yet. I've got plenty other Carhartt Mossy Oak bags, but I don't know. The lunch sack's kind of cool, but I don't know if it's me or not.
Okay.
I have to see one in person.
All right, fair enough. Other than never being able to get yourself a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit ever again from Hardee's, what scares you?
Oh, what scares me?
Yeah.
Man, I'll be honest, motocross and everything else kind of numbed a lot of fears that I had. But honestly, I'm scared to death of death.
Yeah.
I've just lost a lot of people growing up, and I know I'm going to heaven when it's over. But I'm a why guy, and I like to know how things work. I've always took things apart and put them back together and tried to make them run again. So, yeah, you know, I think that's something that you can kind of hear in my songs I wrestle with, and I've been around and I think about. So, yeah, man, I just I got faith and I got the heart to know where I'm going, but I need to dive in a little more on the good book and just get a little better grasp on what's really going on around me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the tough thing about faith, man. You just you have to believe we're all going to get to see one another one day, but you're not allowed to know. So, you know, you just have to.
Yeah, you know, that's the big question. It's the thing we'll all know one day. And yeah, I try not, it don't eat me up or nothing, but yeah, that is, that's, I just hold my people as close to me as I can. And I've really been trying to maximize my days as much as I can just to make sure I don't feel like I left anything on the table.
It is a privilege to grow old, my friend. It is a privilege to grow old.
Yes, sir. I'll have to borrow that one. That's a pretty good line there.
I'm
feeling that way more and more all the time, man.
You can steal that and just give me songwriter credit on your next song if you want.
Oh, if it makes an M1, I'll make sure you're in there. That's easy. We'll get you a writing credit.
Yeah, I started saying that, kind of going to get off track here for just a second. I started saying it was a privilege to grow old. Back in 2020, I lost my wife to COVID.
Oh, man, God bless you. I'm so sorry.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. I've since found love again, and there's room in my heart for both. But, you know, she was so young. She was 50 and just so full of life. It made me that line, you know, it's a privilege to grow old, keeps on resonating with me, because it's just one of those things that, you know, you wake up every day just grateful, right?
Yes, sir. Sure do, man. It's tough that it takes things like that for me personally, anyways, to wake up, you know.
Yeah.
It's easy to go a year or so of smooth and kind of lose track of how grateful you ought to be until something happens, and then you're reawakened to it. But
yeah, all right,
yeah, man, I really feel for you on that.
Thank you, I appreciate that very much. Let's finish off here. One final question for you: other than your country music career and other than riding dirt bike, what's the one thing you're into right now that's keeping you busy?
Man, something that I've really dove into. I mean, I've always been a Jack Daniels fan. But you know, all this stuff I wrote about, it wasn't just a gimmick or try to get people's attention. I've been going down to Jack a lot since Jack and Diet Coke and Old Number 7 came out, and man, learning so much about what goes into the whiskey and the people that make it, it just feels so much like home to me. And just being totally honest, growing up, I had buddies that made moonshine, and I always thought the distilling process was amazing. You could take a fruit and turn it into something you could drink.
Right.
So, you know, getting to see Jack Daniels do it on the biggest scale in the world, and just, you know, there's I got 120 unique bottles, different flavors of Jack Daniels. And growing up, I thought there was only one. So I've been enjoying learning about it and sampling it and not really drinking it. Just, I don't know, I think one day that'd be fun to make a batch with them or something, you know.
Sure.
Whatever, you know, it's just a cool thing to learn about. I haven't learned something new in a while, so it's cool to see how much more goes into it other than just something you drink, you know what I mean?
Hey, look, they
take it serious and they love it and live it down there. It's pretty cool.
I mean, you know, Stapleton had his deal with Buffalo Trace and got to collaborate on some Traveler's whiskey. Why not talk to the folks at Jack Daniels, get to do some a special Red Farron blend?
It would be awesome. They've let me pick a few barrels personally, and they bottle it up for me. So
nice.
We've got a few Red Farron selections. They know what kind of like. So that would be, that's on my bucket list, is hopefully have my own Jack Daniels. They've only ever had 5 people on the bottle, Jack and 4 others.
Sure, sure.
So Frank Sinatra, Eric Church. You know, it's pretty. The list is pretty prestigious, so if I could ever be one, that would be something I could hang my hat on for sure.
Yes, sir. And if you're not familiar with the whiskey Uncle Nearest, look it up, because there's a Jack Daniels tie in there.
Oh, yeah. I know about Uncle Nearest for sure.
Okay. All right.
Dan Call and Jack, that's why they know how to make such good whiskey.
There you go. I figured you'd know, but, you know, I wanted to run it by you anyway. Hey, listen, really excited for you.
Yeah,
you got a lot
sure.
of great music on the way. You know, just like Johnny, your current hit, we're playing it here on KFDI. Your tour is the same name as your EP, Some City Somewhere, and you're stomping at Wave on the 19th. Looking for nothing but good things for you in the years to come. Red Farron, much success to you. It was great talking with you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, buddy. We'll see y'all soon.